squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Welcome back to Axel High School. We now are just to get set for the boys' game of tonight's PBL doubleheader as Troy plays host to Axel. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios earlier tonight. The Axel girls pick up their second victory of the season, a 34-26 win over Troy. Now it is the boys' turn. Axel, under head coach Jason Tynan, 7-9 overall, fourth in the Axel sub-state. Looking like they're probably going to play Pike Valley in the opening round coming up next week. And they snapped a five-game losing streak last week with a 57-53 win over Washington County, as Isaac Detweiler had 22 in that one. So the Eagles 7-9 on the year, coming off a big victory last Friday night. Troy, meanwhile, they are also 7-9 under head coach Jonathan Rodville. They are sixth in the 1A sub-state behind Jackson Heights. They have lost three straight, though, including a 49-40 loss to Frankfort. Griffin Weber did not play in that one for Troy. He is not going to be playing tonight. So the 5'9 junior will not be out there for Troy here this evening. You look at the loss of that, it's not just the handling the basketball that Weber brings to the floor. I mean, you look at what he does. Griffin Weber on the year, he averages just under 9 points a game. He pulls down about four rebounds a night, dishes down at least two assists, two steals. And so, I mean, he does a lot for this Troy team. So when he's not out there on the floor, just his quickness as well, that's a big loss for Troy coming up here tonight. But they dealt with it on Friday, dealing with it again here tonight. So with that, we're set to get to the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. We'll start with the visitors from Axel under head coach Jason Tynan. Starting things off, a 6'1" senior, Mitch Bussing. 5'9" sophomore, Isaac Detweiler. 5'9" senior, George Volley. 6'5" sophomore, Owen Strothman. And 6-foot freshman, Grant Bussing. So again, for the Eagles, Mitch Bussing, Detweiler, Molly, Strothman, and Grant Bussing, the starting five here tonight. And for Troy, a little bit of a different starting lineup than we've been accustomed to seeing most of the year. Starting things off, a 6-foot sophomore, Bowden Bennett. 5'9" junior, Cam Anderson. 5'9" sophomore, Reagan Hartman. 6'4" sophomore, Jarrett Norris. And 6-foot senior, Keaton Newman. So again, for the Troy Trojans, Bennett, Anderson, Hartman, Norris, and Newman, the starting five here tonight. Axel in their road red uniforms, blue numerals trimmed in white. They will go from right to left in this first half. Troy in their home white with blue numerals trimmed in black. They will go from left to right. So Axel will start with the basketball. With that, we are set to go. Both teams come into tonight 7-9, still plenty to play for here in these final couple of games before sub-state standings are released coming up on Saturday. With that, we are underway. Troy starts in a zone. Bussing's got it up on top, and now here's Detweiler. Dribble to the left hand, crosses over. Troy is in a 1-1-3 zone, more of a 1-3-1 look. Detweiler at the top of the key. Keeps the left side of Volley. Now Detweiler up on top, back to the right side of the floor to Grant Bussing. Here's Mitch in the middle of the lane. Back out to Grant. He has the ball poked free. It's loose on the floor. Bob for Detweiler dives on the floor as well. And then it goes out of bounds. And it will be Troy basketball. But we have a player down for Troy. That's Bennett. I think he had his knee colliding with Detweiler, who dove on the floor. And Bennett is in some type of pain. Let's take a timeout. 7:31 to go in the first quarter. No score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Actually, we'll just keep it right here. 7:31 to go in the first. Bennett is still down. He is not moving at all. He's favoring that left knee. Detweiler dove from probably 10 feet away to try to get a loose ball and just collide into that left knee
of Bennett, who's now going to be helped to his feet, but he is putting no weight whatsoever on that left knee. So Troy's going to have to make a sub right away. It'll be Seth Jude, a 5'8 freshman, who will come into the game. So not even 30 seconds in, Troy is going to be down another starter. They'll have their opening offensive possession of the night, and it'll be Cam Anderson who will walk it across the timeline. Axel's going to start in the 2-3. This is Hartman with the basketball left to the wing. Up on top to Jude. And now left back to Hartman up on top. Gets to the right wing to Jude. Looking for Newman. Now Anderson all the way out on top left of the head of the circle. Axel with decent length on this 2-3 zone. Here's Norris now. Nice pass inside to Jude, but his ball is knocked free and stolen away by Strothman. Here's Detweiler the other way. Isaac kicks it up on top to Volley. Now back to Detweiler. A deep three is good. Isaac Detweiler from way downtown. His first point of the night. Makes it 3-0. Axel, 6:45 to go in the first. Detweiler averages about 15 a game. He's coming off a 22-point performance on Friday. Here's Norris inside. His left-hand layup is good. And he gets the scoring started for the Trojans. 3-2 Axel, 6.5 to go opening quarter. Volley on the left wing, into the baseline to Mitch. Now back to Volley. And here's Detweiler again, top of the key. He gets in the middle of the lane, stops the free throw line. Now back left side to Volley. In the corner to Mitch, now Detweiler. Gets back in the middle of the lane, kicks right side to Grant. Now back to Isaac, right of the corner. Inside, here's Mitch Bussing, a layup up and good. Nice pass from Strauffen. And Mitch Bussing has his first points. It's 5-2 Axel with under 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Anderson in the left corner for Troy. Kicks across court to the near side to Judd. Now Anderson in the left wing up on top to Hartman. He'll drive in, put up a floater, and bank it home. First basket of the night for Reagan Hartman. 5-4 Axel, 5:40 to go in the first. Grant Bussing left to the wing. Between the circles, the Volley, and now back to Grant left wing. Here's Mitch now in the corner. Axel looking for a ball reversal, and now Detweiler up on top. Here's Grant. They're daring him to shoot the basketball. Nobody coming within 10 feet of him. Now Mitch in the middle lane, drops it off to Strothman. His shot blocked away by Hartman and taken by Newman of Troy. Anderson into the front court. Doubles it out on top, feeds the left side to Judd. Now Anderson back to Judd. 5 minutes to go in the first. Axel leading 5-4, and now a foul on the inside. Going to be called on Axel. It'll be Volley. His first team foul on either side here tonight. So 4:59 to go in the first. 5-4 Axel leads, but Troy will have a baseline out of bounds with Anderson to toss it in. Hartman up on top. Now Newman. Pump fakes. Kicks it back out to Hartman on the left wing. He backs up, goes between the legs, and swings the near side to Judd, and now Anderson. Back on top, Hartman steps in front of the wing. Now Anderson, he'll step into a triple. It's off the back heel of the rim, and the offense rebound to Judd. So Troy will hold on to him with 4:40 to go in the first. Now Judd right of the wing, inside Norris. A free throw line jumper rattles home. So Norris has four here in the early going. Troy takes a 6-5 lead. Under 4.5 to go in the opening frame. Detweiler left to the wing. Kicks it up on top to Volley. Now back to Detweiler. Ripped around the horn to Grant Bussing on the right wing. Here's Strothman now in the right corner. Up on top, Volley. A straightaway triple. It's short. Rebound tapped around, and Mitch Bussing comes up with it. Gets it off to Detweiler. He drives in and lays it over the front of the rim and in. 5 for Isaac Detweiler in the early going, and it's 7-6 Axel with under 4 minutes to go. Hartman crosses over, gets it off to Judd. And now back to Hartman, near side of Judd again. Cross-court pass Hartman, in the left corner to Anderson. Now Hartman, nice pass inside to Newman, and he sticks it up and in from the right side. First point tonight for Keaton Newman, 8-7 Troy, 3:30 to go in the first. Molley kicks it right to the floor to Grant Bussing, now into the corner to Mitch. He drives in to Grant. Now Volley up on top, back to Grant. in the middle of the lane to Mitch. He'll try a 10-footer. It's way too strong. Mitch gets his own rebound and sticks it back up, but he gets fouled on the arm. And two free throws coming for Mitch Bussing. So Norris will pick up that foul. That's going to be his first. And good sign that Bowden Bennett is doing some jogs on the sideline. He appears to be all right. And the first free throw by Mitch Bussing is no good, too strong. Sawyer Dieters, a freshman, is going to come into the game for Axtell. He'll replace Grant Bussing. So here's Mitch, 52% on the year. His second free throw is good. So Mitch has three. We're tied at eight. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Harmon on the left wing. Judd now up on top, dribbles with the right hand, picks it up, kicks it back to the left of the front court to Harmon. Ripped around the horn, Judd with it, down to the foul line to Norris. He'll try another free throw line jumper, and it's good again. Six quick ones for Jarrett Norris. Troy leads 10-8 with 2:50 to go in the first. There's Sawyer Dieters, right of the wing, kicks a near side to Detweiler. Dribbles one. Down the middle of the lane to Mitch. He calls inside and then just threw it away. He was looking for Strothman. He wasn't looking for the basketball. And Axtell turns it over for the first time. 2:30 to go in the first quarter. 10-8 our score. Anderson, Judd, Norris the foul line. Nice pass. Hartman, he drives in, puts up a floater. It's good. Now they're going to call an offensive foul. So Hartman will pick up that foul. It's going to be his first. Kind of a tough call, but someone slid underneath. I think that was Detweiler. Slid in to take that charge. So 2:20 to go in the first. 10-8. Troy leads, but Axtell will have the basketball back. Eagles moving from right to left in this first half. Volley, middle of the floor, to Detweiler. And now tried to throw it to Dieters, but it goes out of bounds, and that'll be the second turnover for Axtell. .207 to go in the first quarter. Troy with the basketball back. Here's Anderson out on top. Nice pass inside to Newman, who sticks it off the backboard and in. Four for Newman, and it's 12-8 Troy with under 2 minutes to go in the first. Detweiler left of the front court. Dribbles to the wing. Now stops, gets it off to Mitch. He'll try to feed inside to Strothman. He wasn't looking for it again. Third straight turnover for Axtell. 1:35 to go. Here's Troy the other way. Judd, nice pass inside, but it's not free and stolen away. Detweiler steals in the back court as Troy turns it over for the second time. And now Volley between the circles. Here's Dieters right of the wing. Foul line to Mitch, inside to Strothman. He stops, goes up and under, and lays it in. 6'5 sophomore Owen Strothman has his first point. It brings it back to a 12-10 lead for Troy as we approach 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Anderson, top of the key, right side to Judd. And now Anderson kicks the left side to Hartman. Here's Norris. He faces up. Gets in the middle lane, pulls back from 10 feet, and knocks down another jumper. 8 for Jarrett Norris here in the first quarter, and Troy leads 14-10 with under 55 seconds to go. Volley inside to Mitch, back into the corner, Detweiler, a 3 on the way, it's short. Rebound tapped around, Mitch Bussing comes up with it, he sticks it up and in with the left side. 5 for Mitch Bussing, it's 14-12 Troy, 35-6 to go in the first. Anderson two steps in front of the timeline on the right side. He's across court to Judd. Now back to Anderson. Troy wants to work the ball around and try to take the final shot of this first quarter with 20 seconds to go. Anderson stands on the Troy logo. He's the right side to Hartman. Now back across the timeline. Here's Anderson. He gets it straight at 10. Dribbles into the corner. Feeds it down low to Newman. Gets it off to Norris with 7 seconds. Into the corner, Anderson. An open triple on the way is good. Kim Anderson from downtown. Here's Detweiler from half court. It is in and out. No good. And we've reached the end of one quarter of play here at Troy. 17-12, the Trojans lead after one quarter. Second quarter when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
KMZA.
Start of the second quarter. Troy with a basketball leading 17-12 over Axel. Newman inside, gets open and puts it up and in again. Newman with six. There's been too many easy baskets really by both sides here in the early going. Troy leads 19-12 now with 20 seconds gone by in the quarter. Now it's Steele. Hartman gets it off to Anderson. Axel turns it over for the fourth time. Newman inside of Norris. Now here's Hartman, a jumper. It's up and good. Four for Hartman, and Coach Tynan seen it up. He wants a timeout. 7:28 to go in the half. It's 21-12. Troy leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
30 seconds into the second quarter, 21-12 our score. As Axel trails Troy, but the Eagles do have the basketball. Volley up on top. Detweiler back to volley. Now right side of the floor to Sawyer Dieters, the freshman. Troy just playing this extended 3-2 zone. Now Mitch Bussing gets inside and gets bumped and fouled. That's going to be on Hartman and quickly going to be his second. Good sign for Troy. Bone Bennett's back in there after he got hit on the knee with about 30 seconds gone by in the game. And he came out and was actually had to be helped off the floor. But he's back in there now as inside Strothman lays the ball up and in. He's got four. It's under 7 minutes to go in the half. It's 21-14 Troy. And now a near steal by Dieter, by Strothman. Inside, Newman lost it. Now it's stolen away. Here's Volley the other way. He gets into the front court and then stops in the right corner. Kicks it up on top. Here's Detweiler with the basketball. Crosses over. Now Volley right of the wing. Inside. And again, Strothman underneath. Has the shot blocked away. Saved in by Bennett and taken by Troy. Troy with the basketball is a great hustle play by Bennett to save the possession for the Trojans. Now Anderson, an open three. It's short. Norris there for an offensive rebound. He sticks it back up and in. 10 already for Norris in the game. It's 23-14 Troy. 6:10 to go in the half. Detweiler kicks it off to Volley in the right corner. Now Mitch, 10-footer, spin-around jumper is good. 7 for Mitch Bussing, and it's 23-16. Detweiler, the sophomore, pleading with his guys to get a stop here on defense. Here's a pull-up. Pass down inside that Newman wasn't looking for as Hartman turns it over. And Troy now with four turnovers in the game. We'll see for the first time. Preston Christensen, a 5'9 sophomore for Troy. And Grant Bussing back in there for Dieters for Axel. So 5:45 to go in the half. It's 23-16 Troy, but Axel has the basketball. Volley right of the wing. In the middle of the lane, here's a jumper put up and banked in by Strothman. Did not look pretty at all, but it went down. So Strothman now is 6, and it's 23-18. Troy leads with under 5.5 to go. Here's Bennett, the triple. It's short. Rebound fought for, loose, and it's knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Axtell basketball. So now here's Troy going to put on some full court pressure. Mitch Bussing will get it into Detweiler in the backcourt. Just a straight 3-2, and they get a turnover. Axtell turns it over for the fifth time as they threw it out of bounds. So Troy will have it back, leading 23-18 and 5:14 to go in the half. So Axel's had opportunity to get back in this game. Five turnovers in this first half. And now a steal for Axtell. Volley pokes the ball away, and now a kick ball by Anderson to stop a fast break. But Troy themselves, they've turned it over five times, including three times here in the second quarter alone. Mitch Bussing has it in the inbound. Now it's 5 minutes to go. Here's Volley now right of the wing. As the ball poked out of bounds by Bennett, and it will stay with Axtell. 23-18 our score. Troy leads by five. The Eagles with the basketball. They get into Detweiler in the right corner. Strothman now inside to Bussing. Mitch stops and lays it up and in from the right block. Nine for Mitch Bussing here in the first half, and it's all of a sudden back to a three-point game. 23-20, Troy leads, 4:40 to go in the half. Anderson on the right corner. Gets it off right of the wing to Bennett. Whipped around, and now down low. The ball goes through the hands of Christensen and out of bounds. So Troy has turned it over four times here in the second quarter, and Coach Rodvelt's seen enough. Timeout on the floor with 4:30 to go in the half. Troy, 23, Axtell, 20. We'll take a timeout and come back on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks, and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 4.5 to go in the half. Axtell turns the basketball right back over to Troy out of the break. So Troy has it back, leading by three, 23-20. And here's Bennett within the right corner. Axtell still in his zone. Bennett looking inside for Norris. Nothing there. Now kicks it back out on top near the timeline to Anderson. Middle of the lane, and it's stolen away. Detweiler with another steal. Troy's turned it over now seven times. And now Troy back into his zone as well. Mitch Bussing gets the right side of the floor to Volley. Back to Mitch near side. Axtell operates from right to left. 3:50 to go in the first half. Flipped around. Here's Volley right of the way. Near side, back to Mitch, and Axtell just continues to work the ball around the perimeter against this 2-3. Volley. Near side, Mitch. Dribbles to the baseline. Now behind the back. Flicks it back out to Volley. Now Detweiler in the left corner. Here's Dieters on the inside. Flicks back on top to Volley. He pumps on a three, nearly traveled. Now with nice pass inside to Dieters, and he puts it up and in. It's actually Grant Bussing who gets the basket, his first points of the night. And the freshman pulls Axtell to within one. It's 23-22. Troy leads by one. It's 3 minutes remaining here in the first half. Bennett's right of the wing. Kicks to the left side of the floor to Newman, into the corner to Anderson. Cross-court pass to the near side to Bennett. He'll get to the baseline. Stop, rip through. Kick it cross-court to Anderson. Now up on top, here's Newman. He'll get in the middle lane. Right-hand floater is no good. And the rebound will go to Mitch Bussing, and now here's Detweiler to bring it the other way. Axtell looking to take the lead. They have not led since it was 3-2 early on in this game. Near steal for Bennett. Volley. Back right side to Mitch Bussing. Now Grant Bussing. Inside. Strothman puts it up and gets pushed from behind and fouled. And Strothman will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. That'll be on Newman, his first. Here's Strothman to the free throw line, who was the hero earlier tonight in the JV game. hit a couple of free throws with 0.3 seconds to go to give Axel a two-point win as he misses a free throw badly here. Let's have a talk with Owen because I'm sitting here talking him up and he's got to make me look bad by doing that. I'm sorry, he's just a sophomore, Strothman on the year, only 32%, misses both free throws, but an offensive rebound for Mitch Bussing. Now Detweiler back in the corner to Mitch. He drives left baseline and lays it over the backboard and in. 11 for Mitch Bussing, playing one of his better halves of the season. And he gives Axel a 24-23 lead, their first lead since it was 3-2 early on. And now we'll get a push foul from behind on Axel. It's going to go against Strothman. And that will be just his first. And with 2:05 to go in the half, Christensen will come back in for Troy to replace Newman. Judd also came back in the game for Troy as well. So it's Bennett, Christensen, Judd, Norris, and Anderson, the five out there for Troy, who has a baseline out of bounds. 2:05 to go in the half. 24-23 Axel. Troy with the basketball moving from left to right. Between the rings to Bennett. Now Judd. Right-handed dribble. Picks it up. Gets it back. Up on top to Bennett. Now right side of the floor to Anderson. Back into the corner to Judd. He crosses over. Feeds it up on top. Now Judd looking inside for Norris and back to Anderson now on top. Judd back with the left wing. It's double team. Dribbles through it. Gets it off to Anderson. He stops. Kicks into the corner. With 1:28 to go in the half. Judd back off left side to Anderson. Now Cam up on top to Judd. Troy continues to just work the ball around the perimeter. Bennett goes behind the back. Axel playing great defense. Now a three is blocked by Dieters and then slots out of bounds by Volley. So Troy will hold on to it with 1:08 to go. Great defensive possession, though, for Axel. Now they could have just secured an offense, a defensive rebound. That would have been one of the better defensive possessions they probably had all season. Still got to work now. 1:08 to go, leading 24-23. Anderson flips the inbound pass all the way up on top to Bennett. Now right side of the floor, here's Judd. They're trying to get it inside of Norris, but Axel is just packing in that zone and just kind of double-teaming Norris anytime he gets near the foul line. He hit a couple of jumpers early. They pretty much held him in check for the most part. Up on top, here's Anderson. He backs up, and now he wants to reset the offense, but we've got 42 seconds to go in the first half. And now we're going to double dribble caught on Troy, their eighth turnover. So that'll bring Newman right back into the game. He will replace Christensen. And so 40 seconds to go. Axel with the basketball and a one-point lead. Up on top, Detweiler. Ripped around the horn to Dieters. Now to the baseline to Strothman. Back on top to Detweiler. Right side to Volley. Inside the middle of the lane to Mitch. Cross-court pass again to Volley. Up on top, Detweiler. He pump fakes, drives in, kicks it back off to Dieters. And now back into the corner to Detweiler. Cross-court pass to Volley. He'll try an elbow jumper. It's in and out. Rebound to Newman with 10 seconds to go. Here's Anderson across the timeline at 8. Crosses over with 6. Hands it off to Judd. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Now Newman. An open look for a 3. It's no good. Too strong. And that's how the first half comes to a close. One half in the books. Two quarters gone by. It's Axel 24. Troy 23. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Houlton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Houlton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team.
The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Axtell. Again, we are to Troy's. Again, we are at halftime. Axtell with a 24-23 lead here in the boys' game over Troy. Troy led 17-12 after the first quarter, but Axtell got things going in that second. Mitch Bussing, he had 6 points in that second quarter alone. Owen Stroffman added 4 in the quarter, and Axtell outscored Troy 12-5 as Troy turned the basketball over 6 times. Into that second quarter alone, 8 times total in the game so far to this point. They only had 1 3, then Troy did not attempt a free throw in that first half as well. They were led in scoring by Jarrett Norris with 10. Keaton Newman had 6. Reagan Hartman, 4. Cam Anderson, 3. But you look at, like, Norris with 10. He had 8 of those 10 in the first quarter and then really didn't do much in the second. Same thing with Newman. He had 6 in the half. 4 of those came in the first quarter alone. So they got to get those 2 going again here as the game moves along in the second half. Axtell, meanwhile, 6 turnovers, 1-3, 1-4 from the free throw line. Led in scoring by Mitch Bussing, who had 11. 6 for Owen Stroffman, 5 for Isaac Detweiler, and 2 for Grant Bussing. So for Axtell, I mean, they could have easily, they were down 9 at one point, and they found a way to battle back and outscore Troy 12-5 in that second, and now lead 24-23 here at intermission. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll look at scores of other games around the area. As Axtell leads by 1 here in the boys' game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Pay back friends and family with Zelle and the banking app you already use. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle, whether you are sending a birthday gift to a grandchild or reimbursing a friend. Use Zelle, which is included in your mobile banking app. Send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes when both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank. Community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
KMZA.
Welcome back here to Axe Tools. We're just about set to start the, excuse me, welcome back to Troy. I've done that twice now. Welcome back to Troy's Axel with a one-point lead as we get set to start the third quarter, 24-23. The Eagles lead. They trailed by as many as 9 in the first half. Battled back and lead by 1 here at intermission. Earlier tonight, it was the Axtell girls picking up their second win of the year. They went over Troy 34-26. And taking a look at some other scores of games around the area, Donovan West wins a thriller over Wetmore 42-40. As Wetmore had a couple of opportunities in that one. And Troya girls are up on Marysville at last check at the half. Marysville ends up winning over Centralia by 3. Centralia led pretty much the majority of that game, but ended up falling by 3 in that one. Looks like the Holton boys lead Sabatha 22-10. The Sabatha girls beat Hiawatha 54-27. Wetmore boys lead D West 16-13 at halftime. And it looks like that's all we've got right now. We'll see if we can find some other scores while we get a chance here. In 45-42, the final of that Marysville-Centralia game. Hanover girls beat Onega 50-34. And that is all the scores we have right now. But again, make sure you check out MSESports.net. We'll have complete scores of all of tonight's games and also tomorrow night's games as well. Another edition of the QED National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up tomorrow night as well after all of our games on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, too, we'll have Substate Wrestling reports coming up on Saturday, Class 4A and 3-2-1A as well. That's all coming up on Saturday. So a lot going on this weekend. Next week, postseason play gets underway, and then Substate the following week. And it's going to be a busy next 3 weeks or so. We're set to start the third quarter here at Troy. Axter will have the opening possession here of the second half, leading 24-23. And you can catch those Donovan West Wetmore games over on 103.9 KMZA. They should be pretty close to the fourth quarter in that one. Again, it was a three-point lead for Wetmore at the half. One eight gets postseason underway coming up on Thursday and Friday of next week. A Substate will take place. It'll just be the first round games Thursday and Friday, and then they will wait until the following Thursday and Friday for the semifinals. So kind of a weird way to do it. The only thing I can think of is not enough officials for Thursday and Friday games and to do all the Substates the following week. But nonetheless, 1A gets underway next Thursday and Friday. So again, Axel will start with the basketball. They'll have the same spot at the start of the game of Dieters, Volley, Mitch Bussing, Detweiler, and Strothman out there to start, and we're underway in the third quarter. Troy remains in a 2-3 zone. Mitch Bussing has got it left to the wing. They've got Detweiler running the baseline. He now comes into the high post area. Picks up the dribble, feeds it right side to Volley. Now back to Detweiler up on top. He'll step into a 3 and bury it. 8 for Isaac Detweiler, his second 3. The Eagles extend their lead to 27-23 with 30 seconds gone by in the third. Harmon right of the wing. Back to Bennett. Into the left corner to Anderson. Down low. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Strothman. they'll stay with Troy. Now, well, that was a quick stoppage of play, so Detweiler can tie his shoes. 7:23 to go, third quarter, 27-23. Axel leads by four, but it'll be Anderson to toss it in for Troy. Gets it into Hartman in the corner. He pumps on a three, kicks it out to Newman. Back in the corner, Anderson, a wide-open triple. It's off the back rim, no good. And the rebound to Dieters of Axel, and here's Detweiler now the other way. Only right of the wing, kicks it into the corner to Detweiler. He'll dribble once, pick up the dribble, and kick it up on top to Volley. Now Mitch buzzing. In the left corner to Detweiler, and he pumps on a three, but before that, we're going to have a three-second violation called on Strothman. So Axel will turn it over for the seventh time. 1 minute gone by in the third quarter. It's 27-23. Axel leads, but Troy's got the basketball. And it's up between the rings. Kicks the left side of the floor to Anderson. Down low to Norris on the left block. He goes up and under. His shot might have been partially halted by Strothman, and the rebound is taken by Detweiler. Volley in the right corner to Detweiler. Now Mitch bussing up the volley. And near side again to Mitch. Volley, he'll try a three. It's off the back rim, no good. And the rebound will go to Newman of Troy. Minutes now off to Anderson. I'll dribble it across the timeline. 6:15 to go, third quarter. The lead is four for Axtell. Bennett's right side of the floor to Hartman. Back between the rings. Here's Bennett's with the basketball. Now to Hartman. Into the corner, Anderson. Back to Hartman. And a near side pass to Bennett. Hartman, he'll step into a triple. It's good. First three of the night for Reagan Hartman. He's got seven. And it's back to a one-point game, 27-26. Axtell, 5:50 to go, third quarter. Dieters to the baseline to Strothman. He dribbles it once and then has it picked away by Norris. Axel turns it over for the eighth time, and now here's Norris the other way. Stops out on top. Feeds it to Bennett. Now cross court. Anderson back near side. Bennett. He crosses over, pulls it back, and now gets it back to Anderson right of the head. 5:25 to go, third quarter. Up on top, Anderson. Hartman thought about a three. Now Newman feeds it off to Norris on the right block. His shot might have been partially blocked by Mitch Bussing. And then a follow shot by Bennett is blocked, but a foul's called. And Bennett will go to the line and shoot a pair. Going to go on Grant Bussing and be his first. So Bennett to the line. He has not attempted a free throw yet. 30 seconds into this game, Bennett's had a hard fall where he knocked his knee. He had to be helped off the floor, and then it took him about a quarter to get his legs back loose and get that knee figured out. But now they're going to have a violation called on Troy on the second free throw. So they will not count that. And so Bennett goes, makes just one free throw and ties the game at 27. And with 5:17 to go, we're tied at 27 in the third quarter. Now Troy showing pressure. Volley in trouble in the backcourt. Throws it back to Detweiler. Got to get it across, and Coach Tynan's going to take a timeout. They'll save the possession. 5:08 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 27. Timeout when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
.508 to go, third quarter. Out of the timeout, we're tied at 27. Axel will have the basketball as Coach Tynan had to use the timeout to save a turnover as Troy went to a full court pressure. There's nearly a 10-second count on the Eagles, but Axel will have it in a full 10 seconds. It'll be Mitch Bussing to toss the basketball in from right in front of the Troy bench, but Troy is going to drop back out of that pressure and now just go back to a half-court zone defense. D Detweiler between the rings, feeds it right side to Grant. Now Detweiler, left side to Volley, and now again up on top to Detweiler. Volley to the baseline, to Mitch. Left corner, now Volley, back between the circles to Detweiler. Rips around the horn to Grant. Axel just continues to work the ball around the perimeter against the zone. 4:40 to go in the third, again tied at 27. Nice pass inside, and Strothman sticks it up and in with the left hand. Good pass from Mitch Busing. Strothman now with 8. And Axel takes the lead back at 29-27 with 4:25 to go in the third. Harmon right of the wing. Crosses over, goes between the legs, kicks it up on top to Judd. Now Anderson, back to Judd. And again to Anderson on the left wing. Nice pass inside of Norris, and he sticks it up and in from the left side. 12 for Norris, and again, Troy showing pressure. We're tied at 29. Cross-court pass easily stolen by Newman. He'll drive in, flick up a shot. It's good, counted and one. 8 for Keaton Newman. He'll have a chance to complete a three-point play as Mitch Busing picks up the foul. But Axel continues to turn the ball over at a high clip. That was their third already here in this third quarter. Here's Newman to the free throw line. First time. His free throw is in and out, back in. So he nails the free throw. He's got 9. Troy leads 32-29, and now showing pressure again. Detweiler breaks it up ahead to Dieters, and he travels with the basketball. So Troy will have it back, leading by 3 and 3:51 to go. All of a sudden, since Troy has gone to this pressure, Axel has not been able to get anything going offensively. Newman at the foul line. Kicks it right side to Hartman. He steps into a triple. It's off the back rim. The rebound will go to Detweiler of Axel. Isaac into the front court. Kicks the left side to Volley. Now back on top Detweiler. It's deep. Triple. It's wide right. It'll be tracked down in the corner by Norris, and he throws it right underneath the basket to Mitch Busing, who sticks it up and in. The cardinal sin of basketball when you're trying to save a ball and never throw it underneath your own basket. And Mitch Busing was right there to put it up and in. Right place, right time. And it's now 32-31 Troy with 3 minutes to go. And here's a steal for Volley. George drives in and then has it stolen back away by Bennett. So Bennett had it stolen away, then stole it right back. And now Troy back with the basketball leading by 1 and under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Anderson, a 3. It's short. Rebound in the corner to Dieters. And here's Detweiler the other way. We're out of the front court. Detweiler now on the left wing. Mitch Busing steps into his 3 now as Dieters, and it's in and out. Rebound yanked away by Norris and taken by Troy. 2:30 to go on the third. 32-31. Troy leads. Bennett's right of the wing. Back out Anderson. Ripped around to Hartman. And now left corner. Here's Bennett. Up on top, Hartman. Back left side to Bennett. Norris is calling for the basketball. Now the ball is just thrown off the foot of a player. Detweiler the other way. Throws up a layup. It's no good, but a foul. Probably should have been a kick ball on the other end, but nonetheless, Hartman will pick up his third foul, and Detweiler will shoot a pair with 2:10 to go in the third. Isaac has not attempted a free throw tonight. On the year, 71%. His first free throw here is good. One more for Detweiler. Give Axel to the lead, and he's got it. So Detweiler with 10, 33-32. Axel leads with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Pass inside. Newman's open. His shot blocked away by Mitch Busing. Here's Detweiler the other way. Didn't have numbers, so we'll back it back out. Now steps into a 3, and it's short. Rattles in and out, and the rebound to Newman. And now a steal for Mitch Busing. Troy turns it over for the 11th time. It's another careless turnover. And Axel will have it back, leading by 1 and 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Dieters now, he has the ball poked free by Bennett. It'll go out of bounds, and Troy will hold on to it. Axel will hold on to it. Dieters looking to get it in, keys it in to Mitch Busing. Now into the corner to Detweiler. Cross court pass, Volley. He'll step into a left wing three. It's wide left. A rebound to Hartman of Troy. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 33-32. Axtell leads by one, but Troy's got the basketball. Cross court pass, Bennett. Nice pass inside to Newman. He'll back out and then throw it inside, and it's right into the hands of Mitch Bussing. Small turnover for Troy. Both teams struggling with turnovers here in the third quarter. Approaching 1 minute to go in the third. Axtell with the basketball, leading by one. Detweiler on the logo. Steps up to the top of the key. Sees the left side of Volley. Under a minute to go in the third. Here's Detweiler again out on top. Right side to Dieters. They're daring to shoot the basketball. Now Stroffman up on top. Detweiler. He's got a three dialed up and drills it. Third three of the night for Isaac Detweiler. He's got 13. And the actual lead is up to four. It's 36-32 with 40 seconds to go in the third. Anderson thought about an answer. Now he back to back out on top of 30 seconds remaining. Anderson crosses over. Goes in and out. Gets it in the corner to Bennett. Now back to Anderson with 23 ticks to go. Trying to get to Norris. He has got it sealed the last three times. They've reversed the basketball. They just haven't got it to him. And again, he's got it sealed. They miss him again. Now Anderson, a triple. It's no good. Rebound, though, for Bennett and back out for Troy. Now Newman in the middle of the lane. Flicks up a shot that's no good. Norris is there for the follow. It's no good. Still fighting for the rebound. Here's Detweiler off the volley. A three-quarter court shot. It's short. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Three quarters in the books. Axtell will take a four-point lead in the fourth quarter, leading 36-32 when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Take advantage of your extra time with Highland Community College's new low rate, as low as $120 per credit hour. Highland has a new and improved online platform that is available now, with many class options and programs to choose from. And financial aid is also still available. Enroll now by calling 785-442-6000 or visit them online at highlandcc.edu. A new low rate with a new and improved online platform through Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter, 36-32. Axtell leads Troy, but Troy will have the opening possession here of the fourth quarter. Reagan Harmon with the basketball on the right wing as the ball stolen away by Detweiler. Isaac to the other end. He gets double teamed in the corner. Kicks it off to Dieters. He'll try an elbow jumper and knock it down. First basket of the night for Sawyer Dieters, and Axtell now leads by six. 38-32, 30 seconds gone by in the fourth. Harmon dribbles to the baseline, sticks it inside, and he gets in with a charge. Foley steps in to take the charge. Harmon picks up his fourth. So he's likely going to have to come out here for a little while. They're going to bring Judd back into the game with Troy. So Harmon will check out with those four fouls. 7:26 to go. Axtell with the basketball leading 38-32. So Detweiler will bring it across the timeline. Troy's still in his zone. And now they're going to go more of a 1-3-1 instead of that traditional 2-3. It's going to be more of a trapping 1-3-1. Detweiler nearly lost it. Got it back. Gives it back off to Mitch. And now Isaac back on the right wing. Mitch ripped around the volley left to the front court. And when he comes out on him, he just holds it. Now kicks into Detweiler. An open corner. Three is good. Fourth three of the night for Isaac Detweiler. He's got 16. And the Axtell lead all of a sudden is up to nine. 41-32 with 6:50 to go. Norris at the foul line. Kicks to the left side. Bennett. The deep three is airballed long. Rebound to Mitch. And here comes Axtell the other way with a nine-point advantage. Detweiler across the timeline. Kicks it right on the floor to Mitch Bussing. Now Troy in a man-to-man. Mitch drives in. Nice pass to Stroffman. He lays it up and in. 10 for Stroffman, and Coach Rodeveld taking a timeout. 6:30 to go. Axel has opened up an 11-point advantage, 43-32. We'll take the full timeout and come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leager, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital working together.
1FM KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 6.5 to go in the game. It's 43-32. Axel all of a sudden has ballooned their lead up to 9. Troy with the basketball operating from right to left. Bennett's with it out on the left wing. Kicks the right side to Judd. Now in the right corner to Anderson. Dribbles with the left hand. Now backs up. Kicks it up on top between the rings and Newman. Now Judd pumps on a pass. Kicks it right side to Anderson. A right elbow to Norris. He'll spin, shoot a jumper, and banks it home. Now an off-balance shot, but Norris got it to go. He's got 14, and it's back down to an 9-point game with 6 minutes to go. Detweiler to Mitch in the backcourt. Troy showing full-court pressure. Detweiler nearly has the ball stolen away. Now he gets it back, and he's going to carry it. 12th turnover for the Eagles. And Troy's going to have it back with 5:51 to go, down by 9. Still a ton of time left in this one. Troy just got to continue to have buckets and then get a stop. They cannot afford to trade baskets here at this point. Just the way the offense has been pretty stagnant tonight. And I've got to mention, again, this is without their starting point guard, Griffin Weber, who has been out the last couple of games with an injury. So now Troy with the basketball and inside a bump foul going to be called on Axel. That'll be on Foley and it will be his second. It is just the 13th foul on Axel, as we'll see Grant Bussin come back into the game for Dieters. So 5:23 to go, 43-34. Axel leads by 9, but Troy's got the basketball in the baseline of bounds. Anderson kicks it into the right corner to Bennett. He'll reverse it to Newman, and now Anderson up on top. Foul line to Norris. He dribbles in the middle of the lane, stops, puts up a shot off the window. It's no good, but a foul called, and Norris will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. It's going to be on Strothman, his second. So Norris to the foul line for the first time. First free throw is well short. And a line drive shot that never got above the rim. Norris averages just a shade under 19 a game. And is 63% on the year from the line. He nails the second. So 15 for Norris. It's 43-35. The lead is down to 8 for Axel. They've got the ball in the backcourt. Now breaking the pressure is Detweiler. He dribbles it up on top. Now gives it off to Mitch. Inside to Strothman. Backs down. Spins. Shoots over his right shoulder and hits. 12 for Strothman. 45-35. The lead is 10 for Axel. With 4:50 to go. Bennett's between the rings. Kicks it right side to Anderson. He thought about a three. Now he gets it inside to Norris. He drives in and gets bumped and fouled. It's going to be on Strothman again. That will be his third. All of a sudden, the 14th foul. And it'll be Anderson to toss it in from the baseline. Pass out on top. Knocked around. Saved in by Bennett. And he'll control it out on top. Here's Newman on the left wing. He'll step into a three. It's wide right, but it'll be tapped out of bounds by Mitch Bussing. It'll stay with Troy. With 4:31 to go now, Troy will have a baseline out of bounds, and it will be Bennett who will toss it in. Kicks it into the corner to Anderson. An open look for a three. It's well short. Bennett is there. His shot thrown away by Stroffman. Nice pass inside Norris. His fall's up and good and one. 17 for Norris, and they'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. And not only that, a chance to bring Troy to within seven with 4:25 to go. That's going to go on Mitch Bussing and be his second. Norris' free throw is short. So the lead is 8 for Axel with 4:20 to go. Yeah, Wilder with the ball in the backcourt. Under pressure, kicks it up ahead, Foley. Nice pass to Mitch. He drives in, floats up a shot, and banks it home. 15 for Mitch Bussing. It's back to a 10-point game. 47-37, 4 minutes to go. Norris drives in. His shot is no good, but a foul. And two free throws coming for Norris. Is that foul's going to be on Stroffman again. That'll be his fourth. Coach Tynan did not like the call. And the free throw by Norris is good. Well, he will shoot one more. This is looking to bring Troy back to within 8. But no matter what, Troy's going to find a way to get a stop. Norris hits both. So he's got 19, right on his season average. With 4 minutes to go, Axel nearly turns it over. And Detweiler has to throw it off of Anderson to save the basketball. 47-39. The lead for Axtell with 4:01 to go. But again, Troy's showing full court pressure. Bully's got it in the backcourt. Dribbles through pressure, gets it off to Mitch, kicked up ahead to Isaac. Detweiler gets inside, right hand layup is good. They're going to call an offensive foul on Stroffman, and that's going to be his fifth. He hooked around Hartman, trying to save him, going in to get the block on Detweiler. So Stroffman's going to pick up his fifth foul. He'll have to come out of the game, and that'll bring now the another freshman into the game in Dieters. So now Dieters and Bussing, two freshmen into the game, along with Detweiler, the sophomore, and then the two seniors, Mitch Bussing and George Volley. So still a lot of time. An 8-point deficit for Troy. The 3:49 to go, and now they nearly turn it over, but Hartman's got it right of the front court. Here's Bennett now up on top. Al Newman, kick back into the corner to Anderson. Down low to Norris on the left block. Pass it up to Newman. Back to Anderson. An open look for a triple. It's good! Big three by Cam Anderson. It's second of the night. He's got 6, and all of a sudden it's a 5-point game. 47-42. Here's Volley. Drives in. Has his pass knocked away. Volley gets it back. 3:21 to go, and now Coach Tynan wants a timeout. So he saves the possession, but Troy is back into this game. They've trailed by as many as 11. And with 3:20 to go, it's 47-42. Axel leads by 5, and we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sale, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
.320 to go out of the timeout, 47-42. Axel leads Troy. And they're going to have a quick stoppage to make sure that that was the fifth foul on Stroffman. So referee just wanted to make sure. So Detweiler will toss it in from the baseline. 3:20 to go. Gets it in to Mitch Bussing right of the wing. Axel's got it in the front court. Here's Bussing now 2 steps in front of the timeline as Troy's in a man-to-man. And now here's a steal. Anderson picks the pocket of Bussing. Anderson, right-hand layup is good. 8 for Anderson, and it's a 3-point game. 47-44. Axel leads with 3 minutes remaining. Detweiler breaks the pressure into the front court. Dribbles it out on the left wing. Crosses over. Nearly has the ball poked free. Now Detweiler gets the screen and dribbles to the top. Beats it right side to Volley to the free throw line to Dieters. Left side to Mitch Bussing. He gets the screen. Dribbles all the way inside, right-hand layup is blocked away by Norris. Here comes Troy the other way. The Trojans have trailed by 11 here in the fourth quarter. Pass inside to Hartman. It's good. Hartman on the inside. He's got 9. And it's a one-point game with 2:30 to go. And now Troy will pick up a foul in the backcourt. And Norris will pick up that one. That's his second. But Troy, from 11 down, is now within 1 with 2:29 to go. Detweiler's got it in the backcourt. Troy still showing pressure. Isaac now across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Gets the screen from Bussing. Right side, here's Volley. Kicks to the foul line to Dieters. His free throw line jumper is no good. Rebound to Bennett, and Troy with a chance to take the lead. 2:10 to go. Across the timeline is Anderson. On the right wing. Feeds it down on the baseline to Norris. He'll put it up and in. 21 for Norris, and from 11 down, the Trojans now lead by 1 with 2 minutes to go. Grant Bussing in the backcourt. Gets it off to Detweiler. He gets through a triple team, and he turns it over, nearly turns it over in the backcourt. Here with the basketball is Grant Bussing. He gets it off to Detweiler. Axel still with it, down by 1. 1:45 remaining. Detweiler on the left wing gets the screen. Dribbles to the free throw line. He's the right side to Volley. Now Dieters. Back left side to Mitch Bussing. He gets the screen. Dribbles to the foul line. Steps back. Kicks it to the right wing to Volley. Volley now drives in. Stops. Nice pass. And Grant Bussing puts it up and in. 4 for Grant Bussing. It's 49-48. Axel leads by 1 with 1:20 to go. Harmon left of the wing. Kicks it up on top to Anderson. Cam still with it between the circles. Feeds it back right side to Bennett. Now Anderson drives inside. Passes it off to Newman. Back out Harmon. An open look for a 3. It's off the back rim. No good. Offensive rebound for Newman. And he just runs over a man. They're going to call a block. Newman just ran right over Mitch Bussing, and Coach Tynan's got to walk to the other end of the floor before he gets a technical foul with 58 seconds to go. So Mitch will pick up his third, and it'll be a 1-1 now for Keaton Newman with 58.2 to go. Troy trails by 1. Newman 1-for-1 from the free throw line tonight. His free throw is no good. Axel with the rebound, 55 seconds to go, and they'll get a reach-in foul called on Norris. That's only going to be the 14th foul, though, so Troy can be very aggressive. They've still got a couple of fouls to work with 54.7 to go and only down by 1. Detweiler double-team in the backcourt, gets it off to Mitch. Still in the backcourt, and now a turnover. Bennett comes up with it. Axel turns it over for the 13th time, and now Troy gives it right back. Volley in the backcourt. Coach Tynan might take a timeout here before long, and they're going to get a timeout by Coach Tynan. He got it just in the nick of time. And with 38 seconds to go, it will be a full timeout. We will take this break. The final 38 seconds when we come back as Axel leads by 1 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their 2 locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
38 seconds to go, 49-48. Axel with the lead and with the basketball. Mitch Bussing across the timeline. Kicks it off the Volley in the left wing. Now back to Mitch, and now Detweiler a step in front of the timeline. A double team comes. They get it off to Grant Bussing. He'd be very aggressive. Only 23 seconds to go. Troy's got to start fouling here before long, and they finally get one on Volley with 19.9 to go, but that's only team foul number 5 Still another foul to give for Troy. They can be very aggressive. 19.9 to go, and Coach Rodvell wants a timeout. He'll take it. It's only a 30. We'll keep it here. That was a lot of valuable time that goes off the clock, and that's another one of those young guys on the floor for Troy. Knowing the time and situation, and you gotta, especially only having that many fouls, you gotta foul a couple of times just to try to possibly get to the point where you're gonna make Axel make some free throws. 49-48. Both teams committed tonight, 7-9 overall on the year. They have not played. This is the first time they are meeting here this season. Axel will have it from the sideline out of the timeout. And again, sophomore 6'5", Owen Strothman is fouled out of the game. He fouled out with about 4 minutes to go. And that is when Troy really completed their comeback. So two freshmen out there for Axel, and Sawyer Dieters and Grant Bussing. Also Volley, Dentweiler, and Mitch Bussing, the other three. 19.9 to go. Mitch Bussing looking to get it in. He's got it into Volley. An immediate foul by Bennett. So he will get hit with that foul, and still just the 16 foul. So now Axel will shoot free throws on any foul the rest of the way. 18.5 to go. Mitch Bussing gets it into Detweiler. He crosses over. They're trying to get it out of his hands, but they're going to have to end up fouling Detweiler. He's probably the guy you didn't, the only guy you don't want shooting free throws if you're Troy. Isaac on the year. Is 71% by far and away the best on the team. Nobody else is above 51%. 1-1, Detweiler's free throw is nothing but nylon. So he's 3-for-3 from the line here tonight. And a big one here to make it a 3-point game with 15 seconds to go. Second free throw is pure. 18 for Detweiler, 51-48. Troy with the basketball, 10 seconds to go. Anderson at the top of the key gets it off to Newman, and Coach Rodvelt's going to take the timeout with 7 seconds to go. So Rodvelt of Troy just got the timeout. It will be a full timeout. We'll just keep it here, might as well. We've taken enough timeouts here tonight. We'll see if we can look over at the huddle and see what Coach Rodvelt draws up. He's got a couple of good 3-point shooters out there, and Anderson and Hartman, they both hit a couple tonight. Anderson has hit 2. Hartman has hit 1. And Newman is a guy that's shown this season that he can hit it from the outside. So really, everybody on the floor is capable of shooting. Maybe Norris not as much, but he's hit several jumpers from around that foul line area tonight. But only 7 seconds to work with, but you have plenty of time to get a couple of dribbles off and a couple of passes. Axel led by as many as 11 tonight in the second half with about 4 minutes to go. But Troy started their comeback, actually took a lead. But Troy has battled, but Axel has battled back and now leads by 3. At this point, if you're Troy, it's this late in the game, you pretty much have to go for a 3. So Norris, Anderson, Bennett, Hartman, and Newman, the 5 out on the floor. Axel right now is dropping back into their 2-3 they've stayed in all night long. Hartman will trigger it in from right in front of the Troy bench here on the sideline. You get it into Anderson. Back to Hartman. Pumps on a 3. Straight away, triple. Tie the game. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Loose on the floor. Newman puts it up. It's in. It's going to count, but that's not going to matter. Axel hangs on. Final score tonight, 51-50. The Eagles win it by 1. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we'll take a timeout, and we'll come back on 92.1 KGMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Axtell One final time. Final score tonight, 51-50. Axtell wins it over Troy. It is a thriller. Axtell led by as many as 11 late in the fourth quarter, but Troy came all the way back, took a lead, but Axtell in the end hangs on to win it 51-50. Looking at this game, well, it was pretty much back and forth throughout. Troy led 17-12 after one. Axtell then came back with a 24-23 lead at the half. Axtell led 36-32 going into the fourth quarter, and eventually holds on to win it 51-50 to improve to 8-9 on the year. Troy drops to 7-10. Looking at the numbers, we'll start with Troy. They had 13 turnovers in the game. They hit three threes. They were 5 of 8 from the free throw line. We're led in scoring by Jarrett Norris, who had 21 points, 11 for Keaton Newman, 9 for Reagan Hartman, 8 for Cam Anderson, and a single free throw for Bowden Bennett. Axtell, meanwhile, they had 13 turnovers in the game. They hit four threes, 5 of 8 from the free throw line, and were led in scoring by Isaac Detweiler, who had 18, 15 for Mitch Bussing, 12 for Owen Stroffman, 4 for Grant Bussing, 2 for Sawyer Dieters for the Eagles, who again improved to 8-9 overall. One more thing to do. We have to pick our player to bank on, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank of Onega. And I think it's a pretty easy decision tonight. Isaac Detweiler, he will be our player to bank on. He finishes with a game high, with a team high 18 points. He had 5 points in the fourth quarter alone, so he finishes with 18 to win it for the Eagles here tonight. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Axtell picked up their second victory of the year over Troy, 34-26. Co-players of the game, Aspen Bussing and Haley Schmitz for the Eagles. So Axtell gets the sweep tonight here in Troy, 34-26 in the girls' game and 51-50 in the boys' game. Don't forget to stay tuned. Tomorrow night we'll have more high school basketball around the area. On 92.1, we'll have Washington County at Frankfort. And also check out the MSC Sports Radio Network and MSCSports.net. We'll have complete scores and everything up at MSCSports.net. And then tomorrow night after our games, we'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show with complete scores and recaps of everything around the area. But again, finals tonight, Axtell gets the sweep over Troy. 34-26 in the girls' game, 51-50 in the boys. So for Kirk Kilman, taking care of us back in the studios, I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Troy High School. You've been listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.